This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Last night's presidential debate started off with talk about what kind of Supreme Court justices each candidate would appoint as president. Those are by far the most high-profile picks any president gets to make, but there will be many other important personnel decisions for the next president, including appointments that impact our economy. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports from Washington.
I decided to do a little pop quiz for this story on Washington's National Mall by the monuments where tourists congregate. I asked quick, what appointments will the next president make?
All I can think of is just the Supreme Court.
The judge?
I think of the show The West Wing, all the staffers.
That was Jesse Salazar of Salt Lake City, Denise Hames from Birmingham, Alabama, and Andrea Thornton from Nashville. None of them mentioned this, the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. You know, the folks who set interest rates. The next president will have to make at least two appointments to the Fed, possibly as many as four.
I don't remember a time off the top of my head where there have been that many openings coming up at the same time.
That's Ken Kuttner, a former Fed economist, now at Williams College. Kuttner says President Obama's nominees to the Fed board were never confirmed by the Senate. So that's two open spaces. The other two could come from some reshuffling at the Fed. And Kuttner says, here's a shocker. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump would appoint very different people. He says with Clinton,
she would certainly be continuing in the Fed's current tradition and pushing a pretty rigorous approach to regulation.
As for Trump, John Canale of LPL Financial says,
he's likely to appoint people to the Fed that will likely try to dismantle the Fed, to reduce its power.
Trump has accused the Fed of keeping interest rates low to make President Obama look good. Back on the Mall, Denise Hames from Birmingham, she's a Trump supporter. She likes the low interest rates. Still, she says Trump would make good choices for the Fed appointments.
If I'm voting for him, yes, I am entrusting that he will do that. Yes.
Andrea Thornton from Nashville, she's for Clinton and thinks Clinton would nominate more women and people of color to the Fed board.
I do think that we need a lot more diversity and leadership in this country, and I think that she's clearly committed to that.
Another thing that's clear, the people Clinton or Trump appoint will have to be confirmed by the Senate. On the National Mall in Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.